This morning, we visit our sister station in Thompson, 1029 CHTM, where one of the residents of the Nickel City joins us on the phone. Andrea Stevens is part of a new endeavor called Mall of the Arts. And good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning, Mark.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. As I talked to you earlier, we've got a bit of a situation. There's a power outage up here, and so it's a little bit dark. So I'm having a hard time reading the information that you sent me. But let's talk a little bit about Mall of the Arts. What is that?
Okay, well, I guess the inspiration for Mall of the Arts happened probably about 6 years ago when my partner, whose business is Shorty's Upcycling Studio, he basically gets garbage around the city and upcycles it into beautiful, functional art pieces. Across the train station from where he's allowed to grab some scrap parts, we noticed a building sitting there. And he took me out to see this spot and said, you know, it would be nice if it was a little bit smaller for him to, you know, think about purchasing it and putting his business in there. And I basically kind of cut him off and thought, well, we could also put a theater in there. And that's kind of like the birth of the vision of Mall of the Arts. So Mall of the Arts, cut to the chase a few years later, has turned into four pillars. So visual arts, craft arts, culinary arts, and performance theater. That's the basics of the vision.
And so the Mall of the Arts is now open and functioning?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about in the past couple of months, what are some of the things that have happened in there?
Yeah, for sure. So actually, the beginning of our programming happened when I met a really great alliance of ours in Flin Flon from the Flin Flon Arts Council. Crystal Colt basically just volunteered to mentor me when I was referred to speak to her. And when the pandemic wasn't ending in 2020, when, you know, we thought it should have already ended, I said to her one night that, you know, we should still be doing something to inspire the community, but I don't really know what to do. Like, I want to do something online. And she kind of jumped in and said, why don't we run some youth theater programs online? And I thought, like, we can do that. And so she set me up with Manitoba Theater for Young People. And we've created an amazing relationship with them where they started, Flin Flon supported us in purchasing some online theater classes for youth in the city. So youth, not just in Thompson, but in the Paw and Flin Flon were able to join in these Zoom online classes and meet each other and, learn some theater arts to begin with. And from there spurred, another relationship with Manitoba Kiwatinoli Okinakamak, which is, the Indigenous political, organization here, and liked what we were doing. And jumped in to host some more workshops in birch bark biting. We had Indigenous drumming, African drumming. What else did we have? Painting, upcycling, beading, and this one is from Manitoba Arts Council. But today at 6 p.m., we are doing a moccasin workshop, which is that's kind of a milestone for us. And super-duper exciting because we can do this one in person. So we are telling the residents of Thompson, we've got some people on Zoom, but the residents of Thompson to please come out because the host of that workshop, her name is Robin Shaletka. She's got all her furs laid out on all the, almost looks like fur tables, laid out on the tables, and she's going to have her beads and her needles, and it's going to be an amazing experience.
So cool. Talk a little bit about the future vision of Mall of the Arts. Are you looking to expand with more physical locations outside of Thompson?
Yes. I'm band with a group in based out of the Paw called Imagine Northern, and it's basically a wonderful lady by the name of Avery Asher. I'm okay to say this, Avery, but she basically just passionate about the arts, like many of our art leaders are in our communities in Flin Flon and Churchill and, you know, eventually Snow Lake and other communities, we just kind of band together and we're feeding each other ideas. So I would love to see, you know, this concept go throughout all the communities in the north and eventually have people know, you know, when they're coming to the north, that there's these centers all over the north. It's not just Thompson that you're visiting or the Paw or Churchill. You know, we basically are, you know, kind of joining together to showcase the artwork and artists of the north. So, I mean, right now we've got our first small little space, which is still exciting to host people. But we, like I said, the vision was born from a building that was really big, you know, it's over 20,000 square feet. And in that building, we vision having, you know, a center for artists where they can have, you know, multiple tables, basically like a yearly or basically ongoing spot for them to showcase their art, you know, and spots, you know, in there and maybe around town where there's workshops. And then, you know, the performance theater, a cafe, you know, culinary arts where we'll hold culinary workshops. So the vision is pretty big. You know, we're starting here small and just keeping our vision.
We love it. Anybody that wants to get involved in that Zoom meeting tonight to learn about moccasin making, how do they do that?
Sure. They can go on to our website at www.mallofthearts, just as it sounds, .com, and just register for it's free. For if you don't, if you want to just join in and watch along, you can join in on the Zoom class. And for participants who think, oh man, I didn't get a kit. What's the point of joining in? You can still order the kit online on that same website. If you go to Robin Chaletka's profile, you can just go and get some supplies. And I'm going to record the session. Just email us at admin@mallofthearts.com, and I can send you a copy of the recording of the session. And Robin's amazing. She will, like, if you know, get a copy of the session and you get stuck with beading or crafting your moccasins, you can call her. She's so open to sharing her knowledge. So you can call her and she will help you.
Yesterday I was looking at the website, mallofthearts.com, and it is absolutely amazing. And I'm hoping that in the future you and I will be in contact again and we can talk a little more about all of the other events that you have going on. I think there's so much opportunity for arts in northern Manitoba, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that you and your partner have come together with this fabulous idea. And again, as I said, I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Mark. Yeah, I really want to band together with all our northern leaders.
Andrea Stevens, thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
All right, bye-bye.
Peyton, bye-bye.
I'm Mark Andrews for the Arctic Radio Network.